on the night of his enlightenment, Buddha realized the Four Noble Truths. The Noble Truth of Suffering, Jhuti, the correct practice with regards to the First Noble Truth, being to fully comprehend it. And the Buddha realized that he had done so. He had fully comprehended dukkha. And the second truth of samudaya, of craving, and he realized that craving had to be abandoned, and he knew that he had abandoned craving. So we just take those first two noble truths . This understanding that human suffering is a function of craving, which is the expression of ignorance. And that as long as there is ignorance and craving in the mind, there will always be dukkha. So there is no freedom from dukkha without abandonment of its cause. So how do we abandon the cause of dukkha? We have to see the dukkha as conditioned by defilement in real time. When we see how suffering arises dependent on defilement, and that defilement does cease through practice of the Eightfold Path, we realize that without formal meditation practice, our own penetration of the Four Noble Truths is not possible. It's very subtle. It's not something that can be fully understood intellectually. Something you have to see within us. And unless we're willing to put the time and the effort into this inner training, inner education, inner looking for the truth, then we will never be free. Bringing the mind back to this point again and again, without a very thorough, deep look within, we won't see. And if we won't see, then we're still blind and we can't get to the root of the matter. We can't free ourselves from dukkha. This is why the practice of meditation is so important. Why we have such a wonderful opportunity to follow the Buddha's instructions and follow the example of the great disciples, men and women, who have liberated themselves from dukkha by means of the Eightfold Path. So one breath, one inhalation, one exhalation may seem nothing very much at all, may seem rather banal and trivial, but it is within the context of the Four Noble Truths and the arising and the cessation of dukkha, it is quite the opposite. So giving that attention and respect to every single breath, and this is how liberation is achieved, breath by breath, moment by moment.